Up and running, page 246. The Escape, from The Silver Sword by Ian Seralier. This is the story of a Polish family and of what happened to them during the Second World War and immediately afterwards. Their home was in a suburb of Warsaw, where the father, Joseph Baliki, was headmaster of a primary school. He and his Swiss wife, Marguerite, had three children. In early 1940, the year when the Nazis took Joseph away to prison, Ruth, the eldest, was nearly 13, Edek was 11, and the fair-haired Bronya was 3 years old. Warsaw under the Nazis was a place of terror, and without their father to protect them, the Balikis had a grim time of it. But worse was in store for them. They were to endure hardships and conditions which made them think and plan and act more like adults than children. Great responsibilities were to fall upon Ruth. Many other girls had to face difficulties as great as hers. But if there were any who faced them with as much courage, unselfishness, and common sense as she did, I have not heard of them. First, I must tell of Joseph Baliki and what happened to him in the prison camp of Zakaina. The prison camp which the Nazis sent him to was in the mountains of South Poland. A few wooden huts clung to the edge of the bleak hillside. Day and night the wind beat down upon them, for the pine trees were thin and gave little shelter. For 5 months of the year, snow lay thick upon the ground. It smothered the huts. It gave a coating of white fur to the 12-foot double fence of wire that surrounded the clearing. In stormy weather, it blew into the bare huts through cracks in the walls. There was no comfort in Zakaina. The camp was crowded with prisoners. Most of them were Poles, but there were some Czechs, Hungarians, and a few Russians too. Each hut held about 120, yet it was hardly big enough for more than 40. They passed the time loafing about, playing chess, sewing, reading, fighting for old newspapers or cigarette stumps, quarrelling, shouting. At mealtimes, they huddled round trestle tables to eat their cabbage and potato soup. It was the same for every meal. You could blow yourself out with it and never be satisfied. For drinking, they had warm water with breadcrumbs in it. The Nazi guards called it coffee. Twice a week, they had a dab of butter, and there was a teaspoonful of jam on Saturdays. What use was this for keeping out the cold? Few had the strength or the spirit to escape. Several prisoners had got away. A few even reached the plains. Those that were not caught and sent back died of exposure in the mountains. But Joseph was determined to escape. During the first winter, he was too ill and dispirited to try. He would sit around the hut, thinking of his family and staring at a few tattered photos of them that he had been allowed to keep. He would think of his school in Warsaw and wonder what was happening there now. When the Nazis came, they had not closed it, but they had taken away the Polish textbooks and made him teach in German. They had hung pictures of Hitler in all the classrooms. Once, during a scripture lesson, Joseph had turned the picture of Hitler's face to the wall. Someone had reported this to the Nazis. Then the Nazi stormtroops had come for Joseph in the middle of the night and bundled him off to Zakaina. They had left Marguerite and the three children behind. How he longed to see them again. During the summer, his health mended, but the number of guards was doubled. A group of six, he was one of them, tried to break away together, but their attempt failed. For this, he had a month of solitary confinement.